This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's a fascinating aura by the Chevra Mashkiach, Rav Yudah Leib Chassman, in a Sefer Or Yohel, at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach, cites the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbi, cites the Tanchum as well, Vayhi B'Shalach Paro Es HaAm. Our first question that pops into our minds, Vayhi B'Shalach Paro Es HaAm, Frek the Medrash, Vayhi Paro Shalcham. Hello, Kodesh Ruch Hu Shalcham, the Ebishter is the one who sent out Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Why in the world are we being Miyachis, are we attributing the Yetzia Mitzrayim to none other than Paro? Zot Rav Yudah Leib Chassman. We find in the Medrash as well, Tanchuma says that Bishchus Paro was Malave Klai Yisrael Adam Mitzrayim. No Sosayiv Mitzri V'Adomi. We have Kamadiris that we're not allowed to go ahead and mistreat the Mitzri and Adomi. Now what's going on over here? All because Paro was Malave Klai Yisrael Dalad Amos Adam Mitzrayim. Frankly, you don't like Chasim. What type of Schar Leviya? We know that when it comes to Achnos Sosorchim, you're right. The Rambam writes in Uchus Ovel Perkei Dalad Halacha Aleph. It's not even labeled Achnos Sosorchim. It's considered rather a mitzvah. Morale is a whole hesber, and a siva solom that the ikur milo of achnos sorchem is the act of the levia. So very good, Paro is being malava. But what type of levia is this? He knows and his clear intent is once Kleistol gets on the road, I'm going to be chasing after them. I'm not going to be letting them leave right now. It's balkorchi. It's against my will. As soon as possible, I'm going to be running after them. And not only that, he clearly didn't want to send them. I'm not getting into the whole shayla and the rishonim. Did he have bechira? Did he not have bechira? But clearly, Paro did not want to go ahead and send them out. And he's going to chase after them. He was on the shem shamayim. At the end of the day, we're rewarding him, and not stam a reward, but Frank of Yudolev Chasmin, for all Dorei Doros, for all of history, the same way we find in the Medrash and Vayelach Rabba, and the Medrash Rabba and Vayeshev, again in Rus Rabba, several times we encounter the Medrash Rabba. Had Ruve known that the Torah would write about him, oh, he would have carried Yosef on his shoulders, Tupim and Mecholos. Aaron Cohen, likewise, the same thing. Aruz Boaz, we would have had a Gavaldiga treatment, and here the Torah does write about him. And it says, Ladori Yoris, who sent the Yidin out of Mitzrayim? Not a word about the Yevishtar. And Lachor, if we were just to add on to Yudalev Chasman's Kasha, and we found in Parshas Bo when it came to Malchus Bechairus, Hanivolo Shaliach, Hanivolo Malchus, the Balagoda relates. And the Zargosh Yucheda said, it's Ach Barak the Yevishtar. Who's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim? It's all Kodesh Ruch Hu through and through. And we turn the page, and the very next Parsha commences, Yevishtar is not to be mentioned. Who's the one who sent us out? Paro's the one who takes us out. Why? Because he was Malafa Dalet Amos? What's going on here? Zot Rav Yudah Leib Chassman in the Or Yohel. Mikan Lameidim. What all important message do we glean from these Midrashi Chazal? That even though you could be a Rosh and Marusha, Ali B'Sem Rishonim, he became such a Rosh, he lost his Bechir Chamshus Legamri. Paro, Mamish, look what he represented. Paro, Losh and Priya. Potifera, the holy Nina Paro, we mentioned Rav Dessler, Milton Eliyahu, and Chelek Beis of his Milton Eliyahu on page 18. Paro symbolized the holy Nina of Gilei Arayis. It's a land of Zirmasus, Zirmasum, Shtufe, Zima, infested and inundated with lust and promiscuity and depravity. And he embodied, he personified all the land. He's Mamish Paro. He's a Rosh Marusha, and with that said, since he did this one little tiny Maisa, being Malavid Dalanava, 7-8 feet, he's escorting Klai Yisrael out. And yes, it's Kavanos Unal Hashem Shamayim. And yes, he had no choice in the matter. And yes, he knew all along that he was going to be chasing after them, perhaps. And Afal Pikein, what's the Torah being Mechanish? Look at the endless Gevaldig Yischar. That a Rosh Marusha Admod gets Ledore Doros. That the Torah Kedosha is miyaches the entire Yitzia from Mitzrayim to none other than Paro HaRasha. Echamini Yelav Zot Chazal, HaEvishter says when it comes to judging Klai Yisrael, you could have 999 angels against you, and one who comes to be Meilet Zvancha, one who comes to defend you. And even within that one defending one, if 999 parts of him are prosecuting in only one minuscule chelek, his coming to defend of you, Hachi, you could be Nitzol. Now look at the Gevaldig Yischar you get for one minuscule lack, Kayadua. How the famous mice of the Groh's wife who made a pact with one of her close friends. Whoever gets up to Shemayim, to Gan Eden Shemayla first, is going to come to the other one in a dream and tell her what's going on in Gan Eden Shemayla. So the friend of the Vilna Gaon's wife passes away First, she comes to the gross wife in a dream after Shiva. And the gross wife says in the dream, no, my dear Chavira, my dear friend, tell me what's going on in Beis Din Shamayla. Says, they didn't give me Rishus. I don't have the green light to disclose any of the information. I can't tell you anything that's going on. But one thing they did give me Rishus to tell you. Remember a few weeks ago, we were walking down the street and we saw an old, fragile woman. And she was carrying heavy bags. And you pointed and said, let's go help her out. Look, look at that woman. Says, you can't be masik the gevaldige schar we're getting for that one act. We ran across the street and we went to assist that old lady. And you can't imagine just for lifting up your hand, and you were the one who pointed that little effort. You can't imagine the riboy asar that you're getting over me, even though we both engaged in the same act of chesed. I'm just lifting up the hand to point. You can't even be masig the omek haschar, one little act. Look at the schar the Torah is teaching us. He was a rosha marosha through and through, and yet what? One lemaisa act of a mitzvah levia, shalom l'shem shamayim, and not at all wanting to do so, and knowing that I'm going to uproot this momentarily when I start my chase and hot pursuit after Klai Yisrael. And afilu hachi. Torah saying, look at the gevaldige schar you get for such a maisa. So why is it beautiful shtikur yidol lechasun? Why is this the reka? Why is this the backdrop to bring about this chiddush? This chiddush could have been born about maybe in various other episodes. Advarim gedolah made him a mikra. Why is the dafka count in such a context? B'shas yitzias mitzrayim that I bring this out. Perhaps the idea is as follows. We know that Klai Yisrael, and when it came time to crossing the Yamsuf, the Malachi Ashori said to the Eivishtor, Halolo of the Avodah Zorah, and Halolo of the Avodah Zorah. The various Menoshim tell us they were holding by Memta Ashori Tumah, clearly not deserving of the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. Rashi already told us back in Parshas Bo, that Aram the area, based on the Psukim in Yecheskel in the end of the day, and we were mamish, barren from all mitzvahs. We had no Zechuyas. Eivishtor says, let me give them. And the Misvosesis, B'damayich, the Dam Pesach, the Dam Milah. In the end of the day, Eibishter says, I'm giving you these two in Yonim. And yet what? We know the famous Vart. Not only does the B'nai Soschor or Gerdayo and many Sifri Marshova talk about Pesach, Losh, and Dilug, the Eibishter was Mavater and he was Medaleg over that which he typically requires in order to go ahead and earn and get the reciprocal Isarusa Dileila and the Yisarus Melamala. Zot Rebaruch Mimeshbosh, Reb Gedal Yishar, and his footnotes in the Kutva Pesach. He cites this from Baruch Mibajrush and appears in his Ksavim. A beautiful horror. The Eivishter is Poseach al Pesach. What Pesach did he pass over? Eivishter always says in the Medrash and Shir and Shir Rabban Parsha Yenos Gimel, Pisli Pesach Shamacha, Vinyetel Chem Pischa Shalulu. Eivishter says, I require Nisarusa Dilatasa to first be Maura Nisarusa Dilayla. You want a reciprocal Hisairus Vilamala. I want you to begin the process. You have to take the initiative and start with the Nisarusa Dilatasa, Hisairus Vilamata. I want you to start with it, then I'll reciprocate. Zelkra Baruch Mimeshbah. Over here, Hashem was Poseach al Pesach. He passed over that Pesach. What Pesach? The Pesach, not simply the doorpost, the Pesach of the Machat that he typically requires. Eivishter says, you know what? I'm going to take it anyway. He was Mavater, he was Poseach al Pesach. So many people have asked me, it's a beautiful Drush, Hasidish, Kavar, and the end of the day, but B'nai Soskar and the Pesach, Lo Shandila, Eivishter is being, what do you mean? We had done Pesach, we had done Milo. L'chor, we had Gevaldi Gezach, and Elowat. That lechera was acquired because there was a taina, there was a tviya, there was a kitrig. Eivishter is coming down, and there's makis lecheras. You need something to protect you. In the end of the day, that's all lechera kafi madrigoschem. When you're holding by the 49th level of tuma, it depends where you're holding. If you're stama benoni, then maybe all you need is a little mice. If you're holding my memta shori tuma, and your mama should only be a zohar, and you're holding on the lowest darga, then if I leave you mitzrayim 1 second longer, you're going to be Hakaput, that's it. And then Lachor, you need something more. So you see that what in the eyes of Chazal, even though they had the Dam Pesach, and even though they had the Damila, still you see in the eyes of the Sifri Machshava, and that there wasn't even together Pesach Shemachat, Ainu, Eivishtur's Mavadra, Pesach. That means he said you didn't do enough in the end of the day. And maybe we did enough to be Nitzel, that we wouldn't be killed, at least the Bechairus, and Meshach Makas Bechairus. But to go survive, to take a set of Mitzrayim, we still needed something more. So what was the key ingredient? Yes, we know the various chazals, Lashido, Shmamas, Lashonis, Mamashayim, Lachairan, that's also not something so major, so significant. Still, it's called key that we didn't do so much. Rashi told us, on last week's parasha, we know B'chamushim Ola B'nai Yisrael, only 1/5, only about 3 million out of the initial 15 million made it out. Alamaisa, we lost 4/5 of the Jewish population. Why? Only those people, Zokt Rashi, based on Chazal, that had the rots and the taka wanted to get out. If you wanted to get out, you were zeicher to get out. That means what? First, we had to be Mekayim Sur Meira. We had to go in and get away of a certain darga of Avodah Zarah. Mishchu Atzuchem Avodah Zarah. Shecht their sheep. That maybe you had worshipped as well. Shef the sheep on Pesach, and I want you to do it b'smilah. And now Amela, they didn't get killed b'shas makas charis, and they were mashirus atzmacham to be taken out. But what do you see from Rashi? In the end of the day, you had people who were makir on Pesach, and you had people how might I give b'smilah? Who were the only ones who made an out to the Maisa? And the only ones who made an out, practically speaking, were those who wanted to go out. So what do you see? That just having the rotzen enough, the chayra. Even if you don't do maisim, then I warrant the yitziyah. Just having a rotz and a pnimi is l'chayra enough, even if it's not the typical pesach shomachad that the Eibishter requires. If you have the rotz and to want to get out, that's going to suffice to go in and take you out. So what do you see? When you match it up, zel b'mazeh comes out in Trasad. I mean, tzad the mitzvah, look at a paro rosha marusha. He's a rosha all the way through. And yet what he does, one minuscule act, one tiny zach, he's being malava, he demonstrates the rotz and to want to be malava, Klai Yisrael, even though he doesn't do it all heartily. He doesn't do it l'shem shamayim, and still he gets awarded the dore doris for this one minuscule act against all the tzavcha keneged, all the averus, and all the isurim chamurim, and all the shibud v'chulei. One little myself for all of history. Who's the one who sends the yidin out of Mitzrayim? It's Davka Paro. Hazel umazem, Meila Kershuchu says, look, I'm showing you this is the record, this is the backdrop. One little mice is enough, then I will give you big things. When it comes to a Russia like Paro, one little mice, and look at the great things that came out of that one little mice. And when it comes to Klai Yisrael, what did you do? Kefi, the darga of tumma you were holding, you did a little zach, okay, you did the damila, you did that on Pesach, but holding a memta shari tumma, and that's l'chairin, doesn't suffice, and still, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, and I'm going to bring it to Arsina and give you the Torah. You had the rotzen, you did that, you did those acts, even if you didn't do them under some shishamayim, we mentioned on Shabbos, and Shabbos afternoon, you look at the Nusach L'Medrash Rabbah, when the Eibishter first told them to do a B'smilah, they didn't say, we don't want to do it. Only when they came to Karan Pesach, and they said, we want to eat the Pesach. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klai, so you want to eat the Pesach, you want the good steak, you want the good meat, the piece of lamb. The only way is with the built-in tonight. First you have to give yourself a B'smilah, and then they can eat the Karan Pesach. You see, even the Milah, and they didn't really want to do it. L'mai sits cloth in the Medrash, they did not want to do the Milah. Elawant, they wanted the meat. And you see from what, they didn't even really want to do the Karan Pesach, and then even one of the Bulamaisa, they did it, even though they're Kamanis with Allah Shem Shemayim. Amalish, that's Zelu Mazet. Paru is doing the mitzvah of the Via, and it's Kamanis with Allah Shem Shemayim and Alpha PK. The Torah's Miyachis, the Yitzia from Mitzrayim, Achbarak to Paru. Amela, Kershwachu says, look, Kleisov, this is the same backdrop. I'm doing the same thing for you. I gave you a mitzvah called Mila in order to enable you to get out of Mitzrayim. And in the end of the day, you say, tell me you want to go out to do Mila. No, I don't want to do Brisri. Who wants to do Brismila? They didn't want to do Brismila, but the Maisa, they did it. Why? Only as the Menra says, as a Tanai, in order to eat the lamb, the Geshmaka roasted lamb from the Gonon Pesach, it was with the built-in Tanai. The Kalorlo Yechobo, they weren't allowed to eat it unless they had a brismila. They said, what choice do we have? Now we'll do the brismila. Amela of the Karan Pesach. Why? Because we want to eat the lamb. And not l'shem shamayim v'chulei. We want to do the Karan Pesach and all the Heilig and Yadim. And what do you see? Mamazelu mazal solokim. While mitzad klai, you saw you're getting out of Mitzrayim. Why? Only because of these two mitzvahs, Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. And even though you're kavanas and l'shem shamayim. Ala maisa, if you did it, even though you're a memta shari tuma, and even though mashas ma'isi you're over the Buddha's Zorah, and even though mashas ma'isi you might just be doing it because you like the great smelling piece of steak, the prime rib, the prime lamb that's coming your way, and that people pay $75 for in a restaurant in Manhattan, and you want to get that lamb, you got to go in a dubris meal, even though they initially didn't want to do it. You did the ma'isa without the right kavanas, without the kavanas of shemayim, and still you see that's enough when you're holding a memta shari tuma to be ma'afsher, to engender and trigger the yitziyah from Mitzrayim because you wanted to go out. Hashem says, I got to do the same thing to Paro. Yes, he's a Rosha. Yes, it's Kavanas and Hashem Shamayim. But he has that shtickle, a rotzen just and there enough to go and be Malavadel and Amos. Look at the schar they get. And look at the schar that they got from getting out of Mitzrayim, doing a maisa, a little maisa that they initially did not want to do, that they did not ultimately do, kol Hashem Shemayim, and it gets them out of Mitzrayim. Hashem says, look, I'm going to do the same thing with the goy, he's a rosh, he's kamonis, and al Hashem Shemayim, and still I'm going to be meyaches, all the dorei doros, the yitzir Mitzrayim to paro. This is the lesson that what? The lesson of Pesach is, Eibishter says, even if you think it's not a big zach, and even if you think you're not holding by it, but just do every little thing that you can, because those little steps are going to produce huge things for all of history. We should take those lessons to heart. Beis Hashem Yisparach, Kaddish, please. Shir tonight, 8:15 to 9 o'clock. Men and women in the Naf Yomi room. We're talking about the Nusach of Sheva Brachas, holding by the Nusach of Brachas Erison, 8:15 in the Naf Yomi room. Men to Shem, Kaddish, please.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.